Hello, good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. We encourage you to ask any question that you want, but you have only one question. Get all the calls. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. On the up-and-coming events, we have the mentorship class coming up in the end of September. This is where you could join either for 3 months or 6 months. You could choose. The classes are going to go at the same time. Some people are confused. They're not two different classes. People can join either for 3 months or for 6 months. And this is where we're going to gather for 2 months out of the year and really get down into a program for you. And then you're going to have, I'm doing air quotes, homework for every week that we don't meet in between. We're going to talk to each other. There's going to be email conversation going back and forth. And so the mentorship program is really like a, I call it like a PhD course where you could really get down into good habit building, to be honest. Really create a good foundation for yourself. I've studied many different things. I get information from my guides, and especially right now during this time of accelerated change on the planet that we are birthing literally a new year. New years are coming in for us, and we're ending the year of what they call Kali, which is the 26,000-year cycle, and we're bringing on a new year. So many people are talking about the shifts that are happening up with 2012, and bottom line, that's what this is. What we're doing. We're entering a new phase of our life. So it's affecting each and every single one of us. And so when you have the knowledge and you have a solid foundation to be able to go with the shifts and not resist them and be able to understand what's going on. That's what I talk about, going with grace and ease instead of kicking or screaming, because one thing for sure, we all are going to be going and shifting with these energies. We're all feeling it, and bottom line is that the vibration of the earth is rising, so we have an opportunity to increase our vibration. The more we increase our vibration and frequency, the more we can have flow in our life, the more we can look at things very differently, the more we step out of dramas and traumas. And it really goes back down to when Jesus said to be in this world, meaning being very present, very grounded, very much aware and not in our mental, emotional bodies, but not of the chaos, not of the separation. So people are waking up to their own divinity. And the more and more we tap in and realize that we are the angel having the human experience and really feel it inside it, it's like embodying that knowledge, taking it beyond concept, taking it beyond the book. And the more you embody it, the more it changes every single aspect of your life. It cannot not. It cannot not work is what it is, because what you're going down to understanding is that everything is energy and everything is energy patterns. And I say to people, if we just take away the stories and the dramas, when you look at energy patterns, the way that I look at energy patterns, it really looks like symmetrical energy. Imagine a whole bunch of infinity eights to have nice music and it's all flow, and then imagine hearing like nails on the chalkboard, or just really music that's like makes your back go all up, and then just having all these it looks like all these asymmetrical patterns around. That's, I could go into asymmetrical patterns, and then we could find abuse, we could find murder spots, we could find even hatred, fear, all of that. That's the asymmetrical patterns. And when we go into the flow ones, that's where we're getting, raising our vibration. That's where we feel lighter and lighter and lighter. And we're literally really raising our frequency. So when we get out of the stories, it really goes back down to those two basic things. Or many people said, if you're not, if we either are going on a love-based, the way we see the world, or we are going in a fear-based. And so we're graduating collectively to step out of the fear and to really embody love and to really redefine what love means to us, because most of us, most all of us, and I'd say 99.999% of us, are really programmed, deeply, deeply ingrained programs that go for eons in our energetic history, that are the love that we understand is conditional love. It's and it actually represents that we are separated from God, Source, Creator. This whole new age is all about us realizing that we're not separated from God, Source, Creator, because we're all part of God, Source, Creator. It's our heritage. It's in our divine literal blueprint. So the more we embody that, the more we literally feel, see, sense that light within us and radiate out from the inside of us, outside of us, then all of a sudden everything in our life changes. So the mentorship program is going to help with a lot of that, giving you a solid foundation, give you practical tools to how to apply it to every aspect of your life, from how you look at money, down how you look at relationships, down how you look at life in general. So that's the mentorship program. And again, you can either join for 3 months and 6 months. All the information is going to be going up on the internet this week. My assistant Wendy's, we're just working out the little details. We also have the free teleclasses that are up that we are doing every single month of the year. And you can listen to those. And many people have a lot of results from that. They're listening to it, and it is their energy maintenance. They're listening to, they're going right to the attunement part. They're in the beginning, the end of the shows, and they are having it be their energy maintenance. And so they're we're getting a lot of responses with that, which is really, really good. And you could get the teleclass number and the PIN number and all that right on the internet. And they have different themes. We have one that is literally moving forward with grace and ease, or fear or grace and ease. And the other one's title is creating new pathways to empower yourself. And then I think we have a third one coming up too. I mean, third one on the internet. So those are all up there for you. They're my give back. My guide said to be able to do these classes throughout the whole year. And so they're usually on a Tuesday night, third Tuesday of the month. We also have the gatherings, which are, the next one is September 9th, and it's usually the first Friday of the month. And it's from 7 to 9, and that's where we gather either in person or by telephone. And we talk about what's going on with the energy shifts, how it's affecting every single person. Every single month, or every single week, actually not even month, it's like usually there's a theme I talk about in different radio shows, the month of where the energies could be affecting you. And with September coming up, my guides were saying to me that we're have an opportunity to release what they call the death program. I'm doing air quotes with that. And this is a real significant period right now. It's, think of September, even numerologically, is the month of nines. Nines numerologically are all about endings of a cycle. And there's different traditions that have said that the new year actually begins in September versus January. And I thought that was fascinating when I heard that. I think I heard that till like a couple years ago. And so we're entering in this energetic new year, you could say, coming up in February. And the end of the death program means that we can think of it as our energy field, as a database that we can go through our energy field and delete the program of death. And that's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual death. Because so many people are plugged into the death program, consciously or unconsciously, that it stops them from truly living. And when we really get released from that program, when we really delete it from our energetic files, then we really truly start living, because most of us stop. We sabotage ourselves. We'll get a great idea to leave a job or get out of a disempowering relationship of any kind, and then all of a sudden we stop ourselves, or we convince ourselves that we can't survive without the job or the relationship. That's having connections to the death program. So this whole month, and people are starting to feel it right now. That's why I'm bringing it up, because the month is ending, and that a lot of times people could start feeling the energetic theme of what's happening. And so what it looks like, if you just look at patterns again, you can see it as that it's addressing certain parts of the energy field. So the death program, you can see it as, just think of it as symbolically like databases that are asymmetrical in your energy field, in that it's magnetically being brought up to our attention, to our consciousness. And the more we're aware of this, the more we say, no, I'm plugging from that that program, because I can't be the angel having the human experience. I can't be the divine being and also be connected to death, because death is meaning the death. We can't die when we're immortal, eternal beings. When the angels have the human experience, they experience no death, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So when we have the ability to really concentrate, and what I call is like doing this rooter cleansing, clearing, going throughout our energetic database, our energetic history, our blueprints, and clearing out, creating space, just deleting that program from our history, consciously or subconsciously, it profoundly affects the way we look at life. Then all of a sudden, you literally start seeing things differently. Life, greens look greener, trees look different, the earth looks different, because you start adjusting your eyes, your physical and energetic eyes, to start seeing the world in a much more base, a multi-dimensional level, which is not something new with the energies coming down. A lot of people think, wow, all these new energies are bringing all these things to light. No, all these energy patterns have been around and existed. Our energy has just been so tight, we haven't seen it. And so the more we are in the flow, the more we see that the trees commune with us, the rocks commune with us, that there's a natural flow, why birds can migrate, or they know that a big storm or tsunami is coming up and they leave the area because they're in that awareness of seeing different patterns change, and they know that that means they should go. And they don't get afraid. They just stay in the now, and they just go with to where is more symmetry. So the more we align with that energy, the more we'll experience that flow in every single aspect of our life. So that's a little hint for this month, up-and-coming month, that there's a literal release of this death program, and the more that you release from it and become actively aware of it, the more you can truly start living. And that's a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual death, and remembering and replacing those programs, that information, the residual energy, that we are eternal, that we are immortal, that we are the angels having a human experience. Whatever words resonate with you to remind you that you are empowered, that you are a part of God Source Creator, that you're totally plugged into that God Source Creator universal energy, and that's where you get your life force from. That's where you feed from, and the more you do that, the more everything comes into balance in your life. And so we're going to get an extra boost this coming month of end of August to September to be able to help us individually and collectively to clear that out. And so we could really, again, start embracing life and living it. We're going to go to our break. You're listening to the Carol Connor Show, and we have open phone lines after our first break, and we'll be right back after this short few messages.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupe is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupe can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, and so you are free to call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Free call into the show today.
Sorry, feeling a little frisky. You know, it happens. I've got to do it. It's summertime, Carrie. We had 80 degrees wet finally in Seattle. I'm just beside myself. But when we're back to the 70s. But that's okay.
That's all right. That's nice.
Hopefully. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I stepped on your toes. I apologize.
Oh, no. I was just saying that's nice. I'm glad that the weather's so great. When I was out in Seattle, it's been a while now, but it was in August, and I was there for like a week and a half, and it was so beautiful, and everyone said to me,
it was August 1988.
Exactly. They said, you hit a thing of weather. You must have brought it with you because it's never been like that. Because I was like, I don't know what y'all are complaining about. It's only, God, it's beautiful. It was like no rain. I think it was the driest, like 2 weeks. So yeah. It was really pretty funny.
Yeah, well, we have those from time to time. But enough about the weather. Let's go to our phone lines. All right, we have another Carrie actually calling in from Sedona, Arizona. Hopefully it's cooled down for you folks down there in the south. She's currently unemployed, looking for a job. She needs some direction. Carrie, she's looking for you, a little help. And the other Carrie, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Carrie? You looking for a job?
I am. It's been a rough go. I feel I'm just really in transition in a temporary space, and I am unemployed. So I'm just trying to figure out what the next kind of best step is and whether I'm going to stay where I am or where I should look for a job.
Have you started looking, when I see a bunch of bridges behind somebody's head, which I see it between you, and you said transitional period, I call it like the bridging period. And sometimes when somebody's in a bridging period, it's like they even go to bridging jobs, meaning not going to something that expanding their database or expanding their base of where they would normally look for a job and be able to know that it's a temporary job, like it's kind of like a fill-in job during this transit area. So, and the bridges also do mean that there could be a possible move, but I'm not seeing that immediately, but over the next, especially when it gets into the next 3 months, and from then 3 months from now till March, I'm seeing things becoming very much more crystal clear. Doesn't mean you have to be in the bridger job till March, but when I'm seeing you in March in particular, and like from November to March of 2012, if there's a real significant energetic shift underneath your feet, and it looks like you're going into much more solid ground. And then when I watch this, it looks like a gold rug appear under somebody's feet. That means to me golden opportunities, much more stability. Think of the golden touch, so if you tend to manifest faster. And so think of this period right now from now to November is this really spreading that rug out, right? And so the first thing, and also, Carrie, it's really important, like taking, I just heard one step at a time or one thing at a time. And when we're in a transit period, we're feeling, all right, it's like getting out of the energetic fog. Where should I be going? Should I be doing this? Should I be doing this? It's like taking one step at a time and really going back into what feels light or right to me right now as I go through this period, knowing that things are going to be clearing out for me. And have you expanded, like, your database? Or I just keep on seeing you open your arms and getting a lot wider to where you would look for as far as a job, what direction you go into. And so I'll give you an example. I'm at LPN, and so my preference would be working in labor and delivery. That's what I did before. But if I had to go through a bridger period, I would be willing to do anything from doing a traveling nurse to working at a nursing home at night shift. You know what I mean? I would have a preference, but I would do other things. And even if I didn't have an LPN job and they only had RN, an aide job that – I might have to do that first, you know what I mean? So it's just being able to just give yourself a broader base to be able to look at it as opportunities. As the bridging time is an opportunity to meet and greet with people that could lead to other opportunities. So what were you going to say?
Well, you know, because I've had several things that I've done in the past, but, I have a goal long term, but I don't think I'm going to be there right now. I mean, it just really, what you were saying resonates with me earlier. But like, I just am so into enrichment and community and taking care of the earth and animals. And I mean, if you put me behind a desk, you know, all day long, I'll go crazy.
So that's where when I gave you the example as far as the nursing thing, that wasn't about me going behind a desk because I'd go crazy too. So if you're into animals, earth, enrichment, taking care of people. I keep on looking at, it looks like senior centers around you, and a lot of people are doing like daycare centers with their parents, and it's not like cleaning up and doing bedpan and like CNA work, but a lot of times they're looking for, I know in the Connecticut they have programs in all the different nursing homes where they hire people for $50 an hour to come in for entertainment, and people don't realize that that's a already allotted thing. Even if there's cuts, they have to have this for the client, and so they're looking for people to come in. And I have one friend that goes in there and shakes rattles with them. She's a sound healer, and so she has all these gigs around Connecticut, and she picked up more and more and more, and it's a good money. She knows it's stable, and she goes in there and teaches the people movement through these rattles. You know what I mean? So what I'm looking at is especially because I'm seeing like senior centers around you, and or they look like community centers based on like the older population. But again, I'm not talking about working in it where there's dementia patients where they're sick in bed. I'm talking about people that are in this transient time. A lot of times, again, people are looking for it's like daycare for their adults, and it's not that they're just they need the extra support, you know. So looking in and around those communities, even those that kind of area, would be very good for you. That's broaden your base of empowerment, enrichment, and all that. And I know you have a goal, because when I see a bridge over your head, you are a bridger kind of person. So you like to bridge people and connect them to the earth and connect them to people, and that's your whole energy field. So and think of that, the bridging time is we're at a bridging period right now. We're entering in that whole new earth energy. So it's a perfect time to be that bridger energy. So as far as where you want to take it job-wise, I'm looking at broadening the base. Now, also looks at animal helping, like animal rescue, animal boarding. And then some people decide out of that they become dog walkers or dog sitters. And then their name goes around, and all of a sudden they're doing dog sitting, house sitting, you know what I mean? Or that, like, it just, everything gets broader for you as far as when you, go ahead.
I'm volunteering at the Humane Society as a dog walker right now, and I just got done house sitting and pet sitting for friends. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a retirement home right around the corner, literally a minute from the house here, called Sedona Winds. So I don't know if that's kind of...
I would definitely go and look up there to see what they have up there, especially those enrichment programs where they want people to come in and do different stuff with the clients. And people that come in don't have to have, like, a PhD or RN or, I mean, any kind of degree behind them. They're just looking for programs for their clients, right? And so, and especially because you said it's right around the corner, and I'm looking at it right in your shoulder. So I would definitely go check out what programs, what different community things, because it could even give you information, because I see that a lot of times different homes are connected to other homes, and so it gives you an idea, especially because I saw my friend who went and found an active gig all over the state. She could be as busy as she wants to with that. So I would definitely do that. And the dog sitting, because I saw the animals around you, that you could end up, you know, deciding, do I want to do dog sitting or dog walking? Or a lot of times the people's dogs, their cats are their children. And so a lot of times I know people that have a full-time job by going through when people are working, they go through people's houses, let the dog out, feed them, and then they go to the next house, let the dog out, feed them, put them on a walk. And so it ends up being a full-time job. So right now, you've already got a taste of it, and so being able to go with that and go and grow from that, and that could even be where you go there and feed fish. It's not only about dogs; it's about cat, dogs, fish. You know what I mean? So it keeps you in that the area that you love. You know, a bridger job doesn't mean going and doing something that you absolutely can't stand. That's not about that. It's about it's many levels, because it gives it speaks to our unconscious part that is looking for security, because the more we are become frightful about unemployment, or we think, you know, our energy starts contracting, then we get all foggy. So this is about being able to do practical things, because we do need a roof over our head, we need food in our stomach, all that kind of stuff. So what can I do as I'm in this bridging period that is bringing in flow, bringing in money? And when you look at energy patterns, like I was saying earlier, as far as bringing in abundance, it's like opening up the door and clearing out of patterns that are not abundant. So when you're doing flow, it doesn't matter if you're making $10 a week versus $100,000 a week energy-wise. When you look at it, an open door is an open door. And the more you open those doors, the more money has opportunities to come in for you to flow. So you're in that bridging period, again, especially from November to March. And March in particular, so you're looking at things very crystal. It looks like you're looking at a crystal clear crystal ball. and I'm looking at all these images, and so that's my symbol of clearly, that's when the goal comes in, clearly being able to integrate the goal and integrate your dream and see how you're going to direct the energy with that. All right?
Okay, fantastic.
Very good.
Promising.
Very good. Okay, you keep up the good work there, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Have
you're
a great
welcome.
Day.
You too. You too.
Yeah, thanks, Carrie, for calling in, and good luck to you. And you know what? To the other Carrie O'Connor, that's the show you're listening to. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that one just ran a little long. So
yeah, it did.
It's all good. That's the benefit of having you with us.
There we go.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on Alternative Talk in Seattle and on the affiliate areas, I should say, and also on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with more from the Carrie O'Connor Show.
If you are still struggling with extra pounds and want to learn positive long-term strategies to lose weight and keep it off forever, check out choosingyourhealthypath.com. The upcoming women's retreat on October 28th is all about wellness. The three-day retreat is positive, fun, and informative. Be inspired, get motivated, have fun, and learn at this action-packed retreat at the Alderbrook Resort. Reinvent your life and have fun doing it. Visit choosingyourhealthypath.com to transform your life today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And speaking of phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
Sounds like a plan. We're going to head back over eastward to Minnesota, and we have Tony waiting. He's recently divorced, and he's looking for, a new direction. I'll have him explain, but where might you see him headed? So, Tony, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Definite pleasure speaking to Mrs. O'Connor and yourself. Just came through a divorce. Transition. Where is it taking me? I had a great support staff in all this whole ordeal, which was wonderful to see. But transitioning. I had to move from Colorado to Minnesota, and it's just not happening here, so I'm wondering if there's something you can see out there that will give me an opportunity.
Okay. All right, can you, I just want to, I didn't hear you a little bit. So did you say you moved from Colorado to Minnesota?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And was that within the last 3 months, Tony?
It was about 6 months ago, the whole divorce thing
March
started.
Area. Okay, all right. Because your energy was pulling me into the month of three, so let's say March of 2011. I'm seeing your foundational energy. It looks like your feet are, imagine one foot, your right foot going 45 degree right and your left foot 45 degree left. And that means to me changing of foundational energies. Literally when we go through a divorce, it's like having the rug get pulled out underneath us, and then we have to recreate our foundational energy. So think of right now you're going through this period of putting your feet together. So when we're going through that period, it can feel like things aren't working. You know what I mean? Like a stalled engine kind of deal.
Sure.
And actually, are you literally on a contract? Because I just saw a clock appear and in Minnesota. Is it a contractual thing?
No, not at all. Okay. I'm just moved up with my mom. Mm-hmm. Bless her heart. We're taking me back in after 50 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really it's been an eye-opener for me just in the fact that people I hadn't seen for years have given me the opportunity to be their friends again.
Right.
And become very good close with them.
Right. Okay. That's the most important thing, because when I look at your feet, too, there's all these, like, green grass appearing. So think of that going back home. It's like what you did, Tony, energetically was like soul retrieval. So think of the divorce. It had this allowing energy for you to feng shui, clear out, literally redefine yourself. You're going through, like, this history period and just feng shui clearing out. And then stepping into Tony as without our energetic history, because we all have this history stuff, and going back to your literal roots is huge, because it brings up a, think of like an extra magnet for us to be able to clear out stuff, right? And and the green is a good sign, because that means green growth period, and especially it's like through September through November, I'm seeing you entering in this, like, it looks like an early spring for you, so there's a lot of growth opportunities, and also I'm seeing you putting down roots, and I'm watching that you're in a car engine starting to roar, and those are my symbols are when things could have felt like a stalled engine for a while now, and especially like the job career department, you could hear things, feel like you're much more clicked in, and things really starting to take off. Then I do watch you looking at this clock in December. It's like it looks like a clock in like the London Towers or something like that, and it's more symbolic than literal. And so in December of this year, I'm watching you look at the time representing how much you've been through over the last year and a half, right, and where it's taken you. And there's a sense of completion when you're looking up. So think of this, again, fall period is a period of having things in that your outside world match what you've been doing as far as the inside world is of taking your support, rebuilding yourself literally, physically, mentally, emotionally. And then I'm watching the year 2012, I just saw you literally on a plane, which it could involve plane jobs and even new career opportunities, because I'm watching you take off on a plane, and it looks like a job interview or prospective job stuff. So think of this year right now, and especially this through February, when I was talking about releasing of that death program, it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual death, and a divorce is a death, right? And so you're really clearing out, because when I'm looking at your third chakra, this energy is going into it, and third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, the subconscious. And when we go through a traumatic period, it's like imagine a fist in your gut and your shoulders were going forward, and now you're adjusting yourself of how to stand up with your shoulders totally back and individuated from your wife. And this goes back way before the marriage, though, because I'm seeing you at from 2 to 4 years old. So that's where it's like more of a soul retrieval time. And so think of this as a real great period of getting things back into order. I do see that you're going to get in a relationship where a lot quicker than you might have ever thought, and it does involve a quick commitment, because all of a sudden a ring appeared, and whenever I hear never say never, it's like we might think we never might ever do that before, and that was just like a father threw that in just very nonchalant, very just quick information for you. So this is a real takeoff period. So if you felt kind of stalled before, Tony, right now you're entering the spirit of taking off and literally clean out things as far as feng shui, your environment, physically, mentally, emotionally, clear out those things that no longer serve you, even paperwork, all of those kind of things, just really closets, clothes-wise, just anything that that you want to lighten your load even more than you have in the last year, because I'm seeing that there's an opportunity for you to, I call it like have bad will travel. So travel, traveling opportunities, busyness, and that you want to have a light load when you do that. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day, Tony.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, Tony, and good luck to you. I know definitely in a big move like that, you know, you gotta, you're anticipating and wanting things to happen so quickly, and sometimes
absolutely.
You just got to kind of let things roll out, you know, especially.
That period of yeah. Grounding, it's like trying to have a plant grow really fast. It's
mm-hmm.
like that process of the grass coming up is really, really makes it us being able to transition
right.
very easily or, mm-hmm. or with more difficulty.
Yeah, you definitely can't rush the system. I mean, you just got to let things grow, so to speak, as it's given to you. And all right, we'll jump back here to the phone lines. We've got a couple minutes before the next break, and we're now going to speak with Kasha. She's actually calling in from Denver, Colorado, where I guess Tony left from to move to Minnesota, which is kind of inconvenient or convenient or awkward or however you want to put it there, Carrie. I don't know. Maybe she was. No, I don't want to say Kasha was with Tony, but that's speculation. I don't have the facts on that. Sorry, Kasha. You're on a totally different wavelength here. You're looking for resolution in finances, correct?
Yes, I am. Right. I'm married, too.
Ah, see, there we go. So definitely it's not. Okay. There's my never mind. I'm just going to stop talking. Carrie, help
me. No,
us out.
I said it's just a joke.
All right, Kasha, what's going on there?
So, anyway, it's been seems like I'm been repeating some patterns in terms of finances, of inability to move forward. And quite a long time ago, you suggested that I should work with my second chakra and my husband with the first chakra. And I've been doing a lot of different clearing, a lot of different things and seeing. Mm-hmm. Like, again, I feel stuck.
Okay.
Right, but I'm sorry, mainly.
You're feeling, Kasha, the what I was talking about earlier, the air quotes death program. I have to write an article about that, so people should pay attention to my newsletter. Especially when it comes to your heart chakra, because when I go to the right side of your energy field, it looks like a shade that's going down, and I see all these, like, asymmetrical blocks going out of it. And so the right chakra to me is male-male connection, but it's also how you connect with your male aspect and really being embracing your male aspect, where we're all programmed to have our males in our life hold the male energy, and this is part of our rebirthing process for us to embrace the our male or female aspect. So think of that, that's because it goes way deep with you, because then I'm also seeing that many people right now have the ability to release these old ancient blocks, especially over the summer. It's like really going back to our themes that we've had for eons. And so when you're moving up to the heart energy, that's significant, Kasha, because it's like really getting to the heart of issues. And especially working on the lower foundational energies allows us to, like, energetically get to the root of things. And a lot of times people's, like, the biggest blocks are around the heart energy. They have cords that go to other chakras, but most of us have these, like, shields around our heart, and these and those shields deflect our heart's desires. And feeling love is what the bottom line is. And now we have the ability to melt those shields, put up those symbolic energetic shades. So the energy that you're feeling, especially when it's on the right side, I can understand you're feeling it now, and especially through August and the second week of September, because I'm watching your, like, shoulder. Looks like you have this great big hand on it pushing you down, and your left shoulder's going up. And so but there's almost like Play-Doh getting kind of pulled and tugged. And so when I see that, and there's more symmetry to your energy field than asymmetrical, though, even though you could be feeling stuck underneath your think of getting the blocks out to have more symmetry, which means for more flow in your life, right? And then opening up the heart chakra is really defining yourself as far as how you see yourself. And especially when I look at the bottom of the heart chakra, you're turning on these symbolic lights there. And that place in the heart energy field represents to me learning to unconditional love and support ourselves and really embody that, instead of where a lot of times we do talk with that as far as, like, oh, I love and care for myself and embrace myself. But deep in our subconscious, we feel like that self-love is selfish or self-care or conceited or egg or head or something like that. So it's really learning what it feels like to be totally in love with ourself, of what love, unconditional love looks like, feels like, and to be able to accept it into our body. And as you do that, it's going to go down the bodies and make things be very, very, you'll feel a lot less unstuck. You're going through also a period of being very sensitive because I see your skin looks very blue. It sounds like a weird symbol, but that blue is integrating the feminine energy. And so when we're going through this process, we could absolutely become much more sensitive to our environment and to people and to other people's energy. So that's why energy maintenance is so important, because sometimes we could get bombarded and it's not even our own energy that we're picking up on, it's somebody else's. So think of, again, over the next, I'd say, 4 days, 4 weeks into the next 4 months, during this period, especially the next 4 weeks, of really getting down to what I call the nitty-gritty blocks, of really clearing those out and getting to the heart of matters. And as you do that, I'm watching these energetic wings appear out of the heart energy, and that means to me ascension and our growth period is all a sideways move. We've been programmed that it's up, but up is where ego is. Sideways is like when the angels has wings, birds have wings. When we get sideways, we literally have more breathing room. We are able to be in this world and not of it. So you really get into that posture and really go down to asking yourself, Kasia, how does my heart feel about this? And literally feel yourself going into your heart center as a little girl and check it out. Is there lights in there? Is it feel like it's empty? And our bodies want to talk to us all the time, our energy bodies. We just aren't programmed to go down and feel it out. So make sure you do that in your heart center. Feel yourself. What does it look like? What color is there? What emotions are coming up? And to not get stuck in it, but actually think of you're going down there, putting a light, illuminating it, and restructuring the heart energy. All righty?
All right. Okay, so working with the heart chakra,
why don't you email me for more things, because I have my cue to go to a break, and I could give you exercises. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. Thank you for calling, Kasia. We'll be back right after this short few messages.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor with open phone lines with you to the top of the hour. And speaking of those phone lines, Benny, why don't we go to those?
All right, sounds like a groovy plan. We'll take now Darcy. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington, and looks like she's on the move or she's getting ready to, but in which direction, I guess that would be the question. So, Darcy, welcome to the Carol Connor Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Carrie, I desire to study energy and related fields and careers more. And I know for me that is, my house is on the market, and I know that it's, I need to move and change my financial situation to do this more intently, more deeply. And so I guess I'm looking at, if you see a move soon and a house with good feng shui for my daughter and myself, and if that's like a smaller house or a mother-in-law, and also if I'll have a favorable settlement either in or out of court. That will also contribute to helping me on this path.
Right. Is this settlement, is anything scheduled for the November for the settlement?
No, there's actually August 31st, unless we come up with something sooner.
Okay. All right. August 31st, you said?
Yes, August 31st.
All right. As soon as you said the word settlement, I saw a round table. It looked like it was the beginning of November, and there was like a gold present in there. So that means to me like settlement. So, I mean, everything's settled up. So if you're doing physical close-off in the end of August when it gets into November, you know how sometimes paperwork takes, or even if you get it before then, it's like being able to settle in with the energy of it. So the settlement definitely looks a gold present all tied up is a very good symbol of mine. As things getting tied up neat in a round table is also a good symbol of mine. That means being able to come to a discussion, an agreement, right? Instead of when I see a very, like a table that looks like it has razor blades, that means people fighting, arguing, not making agreements. Round table is a good symbol. So that's coming in for you for sure. That your body went to the settlement thing first. Could be because that date's coming up and it's on your head consciously or unconsciously. And when, as far as when it gets to the house, as far as finding something, are you already looking beyond the area? Are you going like 40 to 60 miles out of your the range where you are right now?
No, I am not. My daughter is in high school in the area. I'm trying to stay in the area, and I'm looking close by.
Okay. All right. You just didn't like look at something that was like 40 to 60, because I saw 40 to 60 miles. I even saw, if I'm doing an aerial view of you right now, it looked like you were going up the north or like 1 o'clock. If you were to look at a clock, just look at a map to see what that is. It could be even that you're getting information. It could even be a name of a direction that is going to be significant in the future for you, because your energy just brought me there. Or it could be that you're taking a class or some significant friend comes in that is just exactly from the area. Didn't feel like it was that far away, but and this is coming up to you right now. So information coming to you over the next two, even 3 hours, 3 days, 3 weeks, that has to do with that corner of where you are. Could even be something that has to do with the settlement. Do you have to drive anywhere that's like 40 minutes away?
30 to 40 minutes, yes.
All right. I think I'm getting pulled into that then, because that, again, it seems like very significant right now, that pull from that 40 to 60. When you're in and around there to the settlement, just look at all information. Go there with wide eyes. Like, look at bulletin boards that have where they can show for rent stuff, things for rent, things for sale. When it goes into the sale of the house, when I look over it, the house, the right side has a little bit of a fog that we're clearing at right now. So think of that's an energetic fog that just has to do with the endings of a cycle. It's not like a great big bubble. Sometimes people bubble their house and they put it like this. I call it the cloak of indivisibility around it, because consciously or unconsciously, what somebody doesn't want to move from that house. And so it doesn't have that feel. It's more of a releasing kind of an energy, grief, old grief, but ready to move on, because the left side is all these colors coming in. So whenever I see any kind of clouds, Darcy, make sure that when you're looking at the house, literally feed it light every day, because that light is going to talk to people and bring people in. Visualize a spine in the house. See that spine radiating out through all the walls. Literally take in that light and seal the apartment, and then have it be like this ball that comes in. It works like magic when it comes to cell, and it's not really magic. It's just energetically clearing, and people are becoming much more sensitive, and so your house will stick out more than others. And did you literally price it to sell, like you were very practical and say, I'm not going to go back and forth, this is the market, and I'm pricing to sell? And if you didn't, I'm hearing price to sell, to be able to move things along, because it's more of your getting into this new space of flow, freedom. And it's interesting that you said feng shui, because I'm watching all this blue, green, purple coming into you, and that's all about flow, freedom, happiness, setting down new foundations. The energy of the blue is really empowerment. It's all very good energy. I'm seeing all these wild flowers, and that's another good symbol of mine, of own individualization that you're stepping into, Darcy, for yourself, but you're also passing down to your daughter. And then I'm watching you step into a house that looks like a turnkey, that things are done, it's complete. It looks like it even could be furnished, or they leave a lot of the furniture there because they don't want to, like furniture option. I just heard turnkey, lock in. And there's something off to the side when you said, what did you mean? You said mother-in-law place?
Yes, I'm considering either a smaller house for the two of us, or because there's not a lot available, maybe a mother-in-law with a renter downstairs.
Okay. It could. I'm going more toward the mother-in-law, but what's interesting, when I'm seeing the main house, it looks like it's totally blocked to me, my vision. So that either means total separation, where they're just getting into the mother-in-law house, because it looks like this small cottage that looks like almost like a doll cottage, but not. It doesn't look scrunched up. It looks very somebody that did feng shui with it. It looks really pink, as far as not necessarily physically the colors, but there's a real sense of home, and it's good for energy for both you and your daughter. So, and it looks, again, like a mother-in-law house. But I would even almost go to a small, and I don't know why I'm hearing cottage, so it literally can say cottage-like in their advertising, and or turnkey, move in, those kind of things, because I'm hearing all those words. And it's not going to be iffy for you. When I'm seeing you walk in with you and your daughter, you look at each other, and it feels just perfect for you guys. So it feels like this is a place that could be home, and that doesn't seem too far away. So, and I didn't let you answer as far as the price to sell. What's the typical market in your area?
Well, for my home and area, it's I'm in the mid-500s.
Mm-hmm.
And I did lower the price once.
Okay.
I think it's, I feel it's priced fairly. It's just a matter of the right person.
Right. I mean, I just meant, like, some people in B.C., in Seattle, the houses are still going. I live in the East Coast, and people's houses have been on the market. I know when somebody down the street for 3 years, you know, what person on the street is going on to a year. So that's what I'm asking as far as the
It's been 5 months, and I've had several people say they're going to come back a second time. They're very interested,
but
they haven't sold their house, or they're getting themselves together.
Okay.
So
right.
I think that the interest is there, and I think it's going to be soon. And did I see this cottage turnkey house yesterday? Have I seen it?
If you saw it. Why does it feel familiar to you? You could have seen it literally through a dream beforehand.
Oh, because I saw two houses that were like this that I was really attracted to, but for one reason or another, they didn't work out. They're mm-hmm. not quite right, but I feel like it's a house like those.
Yeah, I'm confirming that. So think of what you saw before was giving you the information you went with, that it doesn't quite feel right for you, right? And so that's perfect, because I see you going in exactly into that. And the house price to sell kind of deal, you might have to do some adjustment, or but I'm not seeing you going way down where it's like you're feeling like you're bending over backwards. It's more of and negotiations come into that area of knowing your bottom line is what it comes down to, Darcy, right? And but I'm not seeing you bending over backwards or feeling like you're really getting the raw end of the deal, right, as far as the house. And the biggest thing, too, is you've already had the people there that have had the interest and the pull with it. And especially when you do the energetic exercises, I'm seeing you literally pulling in people that are it's like you're clearing up the directions of saying having people come into the house to also have the flexibility, like you're attracting turnkey people that they either have financing that they already sold their house and they're looking for the right place because it's a buyer's market, or that they have just the ability to apply money very quickly. So because I'm watching somebody turnkey. So even put that out there. Just feel, see, sense that you know that somebody's coming in there that has their finances all set up, because I do see that happening. So you're going to be fine. Feng shui is what the thing is. You're stepped into your own, and that's beautiful. And I heard my key, which is that we're going to be ending up the show. So good luck there, Darcy. And I want to say to all of you, may you align with the divine. I'll be on News for the Soul this afternoon if you didn't get to call in.